Have you ever wondered, am I more than my mental health diagnosis? Am I meant for more than being a mom? Do you desire a space to talk about that messy middle and the dreams for your future? A space where it's okay to fill up your cup first, where talking about anxiety and depression is just as natural as talking about the weather. If any of this resonates with you, I invite you here to the Chasing Courage community, a podcast that originally started in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic to help me navigate my own anxiety and depression, as well as my personal growth journey. I'm Courtney. I'm a wife, a mom to one with one on the way, and I've got big goals and aspirations. Goals that motherhood or mental illness are not going to be my excuse, but rather the reason that I am able to achieve all of these things on my heart. If you're ready to do the same, let's go chase courage together. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Courtney, and I'm so incredibly thankful that you are here. And if you are somebody who's been around for a while, you know that I'm super honest and open and transparent. And that's a lot of what today's episode is going to be because, quite frankly, I'm in a little bit of a mood, which I have been in for a while, but I've also been fighting it a little bit. It's kind of like waves. I ride the highs and the lows of what this is that I'm experiencing. And so the two different things that we want to talk about, which I'm going to do some storytelling around, is the fear of missing out and comparison and the role that each of those things are playing in my life and my business at this time. So a little bit of background story, as there's many little stories that I feel like have strung together as of recently to create these feelings. One of them being last year I attended the Empower Her conference, personal growth conference, which was in Arizona in October, put on by Keisha Getmary, who is the host of the Empower Her podcast. And it was amazing, absolutely amazing. I literally don't have anything negative to say about the people I met, the experience, the location, anything. And this year, Keisha is having that event again in the fall, in September this year, in Colorado. And what I came up against was a couple months ago, I began working for an online coach who is a master in emotional leadership. And I do the social media management for her. And I had got the amazing opportunity to take and participate in her signature program, Emotional Leadership, at a discounted rate because I work for her. And the kind of two different hiccups with the timing of this is that there is two in-person retreats that go in combination with the emotional leadership training or certification. The first in-person retreat in Colorado, which sounds very convenient, as it would be in Colorado in September as well, the weekend after Empower Her. Now, the thing is that for those who may be listening to me for the first time, I am married, I have a child, and I have a child on the way. And I'm somebody who I just really appreciate family time, but I also love my alone time. So it's in that sense where, like, when I went to Colorado this past year in the fall of 2022, I was away for 3 nights. And it was like the perfect amount of time because I got to be, you know, have that break from the husband and the child and the day-to-day life, but then also missed them to where it was the perfect time to then turn around and come back home. I recently also just traveled to Colorado. At the time that I'm recording this was just 1 week ago. Again, a 3-day trip, 3 nights away from my husband and my son. Now, a little bit of reference here too is I have been away from my son. For those moms of you who are listening, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine being away. I think it's just something that you have to do in order to see what your threshold is for it. For example, my son this past year in 2022 traveled to Florida with my in-laws. So he was with grandma and grandpa on two different occasions throughout the year for approximately a week. I think one time was 6 nights, the other time was 7 nights. And while I definitely, definitely missed him, I think there was a comfort in the fact that my husband was still there with me. And so when I went to Arizona in the fall, when I just went to Colorado this past month, being away from both of them for 3 days was kind of what was challenging. It's that I didn't have what I feel are like two literal extensions of me. It's like my right arm and my left arm. Like I'm okay with one arm, but take away two and I'm only okay for a couple days is sort of how I felt. So back to this timeline that's coming up this year in September of 2023. The other thing is that the woman who I do social media management for, we do retreats and we get together to do like in-person brainstorming, in-person strategy, team building, which is amazing. That's this trip that I just got back from in Colorado. The next time that we would be set up to do this would be in the fall. And we had talked about doing it right before the emotional leadership retreat. Therefore, we would do a day or two of in-team strategy and in-person work and then go into the retreat. Now, my initial thought without really thinking was, oh my gosh, I can just, you know, do both. But then I had thought that would be 2 weekends back to back where I am gone and or one long period of time where I'm gone away from my family. So I told myself and I talked it through with my husband and then just thought about it, prayed about it, et cetera. What would it feel like and what would it mean to miss out on Keisha's Empower Her event? Because I have already gone and experienced that. I have yet to experience an emotional leadership retreat. And for reference, this emotional leadership certification program is an entire year in duration. So throughout the year, there's various calls throughout the week, various workshops, and then like I mentioned, the two in-person retreats, an in-person retreat in the fall and then in the spring. And so what I have opted to do and as much as it sucks, I also just feel like a certain sense of clarity and comfort around it is to not attend the Empower Her conference and to take advantage of this discounted, wonderful opportunity in emotional leadership at the retreat. I will go to Colorado in the fall. It'll be for approximately 5 to 6 days, and then I will turn around and come back home, having had some great work time and some rejuvenation time. But the other thing that's kind of like getting at me is all of the other events and retreats that are coming up. And the thing that I'm trying to be mindful of and tell myself, because I am pregnant right now, and that's a huge, huge thing for me between the pregnancy and finances. A lot of the things that I want to do just aren't possible within the next, like, let's call it 6 months. And it's March of 2023 right now. There's an event that I'm toying with going back and forth, an amazing event that my friend Jenna is putting on in Columbus towards the end of April. I have a friend Jerrica who's putting on an event later this month in March in New York. And it's so hard to want to A, be there for myself and experience all the things, but also to be there B, in support of them and show encouragement and, financially and physically be there to support their business and their vision. And that's really, really hard when you have to say no, but it's for, you know, your finances, your body, your personal goals, et cetera. The event that is in April, that Jenna has going on in Columbus, in Jenna's going to be on the podcast here soon, here in the next couple episodes too. So I'm excited to share her with you guys, is that it's in Columbus, which is just 2 hours from me, and my husband happens to have a softball tournament in Columbus that exact same weekend. So while we haven't exactly written it out of the cards yet, it's just like, okay, what does this look like for me to attend an event on Friday and Saturday in Columbus, and then my husband to have his softball on Saturday and Sunday? And do we take our son with us? Do we leave our son with the grandparents? Or do I just immerse myself and be fully present for my husband's softball tournament? Like, it is so incredibly hard to go back and forth and weigh the pros and the cons of the options. And I don't know if there's anything in your life right now where you're having to choose between two things, or three things even possibly, but it's really, really hard because you never know what you're missing out on, right? You don't know until you know. I think that that's one of the reasons why making the decision for skipping Empower Her is hard, was because I know what it is that I'm missing out on. And I know how amazing it was and how transformational it was. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to miss that. But at the same time, it's an experience that I do have under my belt. So I'm like, okay, let's go for the new experiences. And then I can always, so long as this continues to be a yearly event, continue to go through and make decisions year after year about what type of things I want to repeat for travel and for my business. There's so many other things. And I know those of you who are listening were involved in the same communities, the same spaces. We look up to the same mentors. And another event is Powerhouse Women that is put on by Lindsay Schwartz. Again, I really, really would love to go to that, but it's at the end of August and I'm going to have a baby at the beginning of July. And I know that if everything goes according to how it's currently scheduled to be, I will have a C-section, and you need a solid 6 to 8 weeks for your body physically and mentally to recover, if not longer than 8 weeks from having a baby in C-section. And I'm not going to leave the state and leave my husband and my children within 8 weeks of having a child. So that's really hard. And I sent a message to Lindsay, or just commented on one of her posts though. And I was like, do you do this every year? If so, plan on me being there in 2024. And like, while around Labor Day of 2024 seems so incredibly far away in the grand scheme of things and in the grand scheme of life, it's like right around the corner. A couple other things are Keisha, the same woman who I mentioned. She does these in-person retreats in Colorado at an Airbnb that her and her husband put up, and they just got done with one, and then they're having another one in May. And again, gosh darn it, like I would love to be one of those 12 women inside of that house for 3 days, but I can't let myself think about the fact that, Courtney, do you really want to be traveling when you're 8 months pregnant and be away from home? No, I don't. Like, it's not safe. It's not smart. It's all of these things. I feel like I'm just kind of venting here. We're going to get to, at the end of this episode, some tips into how I am moving through the FOMO and the comparison, and how you too can also try some of these tactics to move through the FOMO and comparison. I think the other thing along the lines of comparison is just like being in a space where personal growth conferences and summits and events are very prevalent, in knowing that I want to be somebody who has and does those things, and watching all the other people do them before I'm able to, or before I can execute. And that's hard. And I think that what's really hard about it is that you kind of tell yourself, oh, well, they're all getting all of this traction. They're all getting all of these reps underneath of their belt while I'm sit here and I'm stuck. And whether you're stuck because you are choosing to be, or you're stuck for a reason like I'm having a baby in a couple months, so like it just literally doesn't make sense to do this. I just want you to know that you're allowed to feel that way. You're allowed to be a little bit jealous, so long as that doesn't turn into any type of passive aggressive actions or anything like that. Like, it's truly okay. And for those of you who work in on social media, if you're on there on a daily basis, a lot of us are on there for growing our brands, our businesses, our podcast. The fear of missing out in comparison can show up big time there through the scroll, right? We see people on vacation. We see people traveling to these events. We see people planning their own things, putting on their own events. And it can be really devastating, honestly. It can cause a lot of stress. You know, obviously, people are going to be posting about their amazing vacations that they went on or their work trip that they went on. I literally just did this when I went to Denver, Colorado for that work trip, you know, and I got to go out to a fancy dinner and I had a luxurious bubble bath and a soak-in tub. And, you know, I posted all those things and I see how somebody could look at that and be like, wow, that's amazing. Courtney is so lucky. That's the life. But to realize that that's just a snippet. Those were just 3 days out of my 365 days that I will have this year. that appeared to be amazing and or perfect. And there's hard shit that happens and difficult stuff that I go through both before and after the highlights that you see on a social media feed. And I just want to encourage you to, this is probably a good point to segue into some of these tips, is I really, really want to encourage you, if it is necessary for even just a season, to be aware of what it is that triggers you and possibly avoid those triggers if possible. So, you know, if there's somebody in your world, whether they're a friend, a family member, a colleague, or even a stranger, don't be afraid to unfollow them on social media. And if it is somebody who's a friend who you're close to, maybe try being open and honest and say to them, like, hey, I seriously am loving this event that you're planning. I think it's so cool, or I'm loving these monthly meetups that you're creating for women. But if I'm being honest, it's actually causing me, and this is my own thing, but it's causing me to go into comparison mode. It's causing me to question and doubt my own things and not listen to my own voice. And it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with me. And I just need to kind of silence my feed and narrow my focus into what I'm consuming. If there's any way I can help you and support you, please let me know. But for the time being, I just need to step away and step back, because I'm getting caught up in a comparison that is not healthy for myself. This is something that I actively have done in the past and am going to continue to do here in the future. Even just another thing, like something as Facebook groups are a really big thing right now while I'm recording this in March of 2023. And if you need to remove yourself from a couple Facebook groups because you feel like you can't be in all the places, answering all the questions, doing all the things, like, we are human beings, not human doings. And that is perfectly normal to feel like you want to be in this place, you want to be in that place, you want to attend this virtual party, you want to support this person's networking event, but you just can't literally do all of the things. So you need to choose. And again, if what gives you peace of mind is letting that person know, then totally fine. It is interesting because on Instagram, sometimes I see people make a comment of like, this is not an airport, you don't need to announce your departure type of thing. But if you unfollow somebody. But I think that there's a difference between unfollowing someone because you disagree with them, you have a different opinion, you've butt heads with them or their content, versus I'm going to unfollow you and or mute notifications from you just for a period of time for my own mental sanity, and I fully plan to come back in full support of you. Also, there's a difference there between doing that with somebody who's an actual friend and somebody who's a stranger. The stranger who you follow, the celebrity, the mentor that you look up to, who you've never really spoken to and has 100,000 followers, as much as it might hurt to say, like, you unfollowing them isn't going to make or break them. It's really not. So tip number one, be aware of what triggers you and then avoid what triggers you if possible. Number two would be to journal it out. Now, this can be something like writing about what it is that's upsetting you. Like, oh my gosh, I just saw that my friend has these monthly events scheduled for like women or female connections and meetups. And, you know, I'm getting invitations to them and it's upsetting me. Journal out how that makes you feel. Write about how that makes you feel. And keep in mind too, another form of journaling, it doesn't always have to be writing things down. Me doing this episode actually is a form of like getting my thoughts and feelings out and expressing and verbally journaling the thoughts and the feelings I'm having around FOMO in comparison. The third thing would be to focus on what I do have and what I can do. So if you're like, oh, that person has like an RV and they get to travel the country with their family, don't focus so much on the fact that you don't have an RV that you can travel out of, but what do you have in your life that you are so appreciative of and grateful for? Or an example of, you know, this person gets to go to multiple masterminds and in-person events. Like, it seems like every couple weeks they're traveling to a new mastermind or a new retreat. What can you do? Can you get online on Zooms and connect with women? Is the reason that you can't go and travel to all of these things because you're putting the money that could go to said event and you're paying off debt to help yourself for and in your future. So ask yourself, what do I have and what can I do versus focusing on what don't I have and what am I not able to do? And then the fourth and final thing is to use your FOMO or use your comparison as motivation. Like I was speaking about how there's the Powerhouse Women event by Lindsay Schwartz. Rather than being just so incredibly upset that I couldn't attend last year, that I can't attend this year, let's use that as motivation to be like, I'm going to make sure that I am there in that room in 2024. Use it as motivation to propel you forward. If you're upset that you aren't able to attend these women networking events, use it as motivation to create some of your own. It's kind of like they say, if they don't have room for you at the table, build one for yourself. Sometimes it isn't necessarily there isn't room for you at the table, but logistically or financially, you just can't get to the table. So then maybe it's time for you to just build your own damn table and put people that you want to be surrounded with in those seats at the table. So let me go through very quickly those four little tips again. Number one, be aware of your triggers and avoid them if possible. Number two, journal it out. Number three, focus on what you do have or what you can do. And number four, use the FOMO, such a weird word, use the FOMO or the comparison that you are experiencing as motivation for yourself in your life. I hope that this was helpful. Let me know if you related to this in any way. And I am excited to connect with you in my DMs and outside of this podcast. And I will be back to chat with you next week. Now for some gratitude and a little disclaimer. Y'all know I am a lot of things, a business owner, a wife, a mother, but I am not a licensed therapist or counselor. So please take any conversations that may have been had on today's episode surrounding mental health as just that, a conversation and my own experience or the experiences of my guest. If you found anything valuable or resonated with something in today's topic, please share the episode to your Instagram or social media stories. And as always, I am so incredibly thankful that you are here, and I'll be back next week, same time, same place.